para que tu le go something a dete a jama akona akona tu la joga yamana chani
yamana
news
combo news
combo news
combo news international
we'll be back
right now we'll be back tu la bola you know
let
tu nyuve news ya combo
tu nyuve news
ya combo tai beji
mudala
combo international news combo news tai beji pe tu la bola you know first you take news
Bidi bidi badi bidi badi de Toni sokonyo sana kana ine Chawa mapo niri pondi niri chene Kandaba nizo nisho kinezo Yako wanga ku
Twenty-three hours.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio. Rehabilitation of feeder roads in later Upper Lusenfa for residents. In African news, abducted Ugandan student are jailed over anti-Museveni TikTok video. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Upper Lusenfa in Mukushi District have commended the local authority for commencing rehabilitation works on feeder roads in the area, saying the development will ease the transportation of farm produce and other goods. Speaking on behalf of the community, Teddy Liolomona and Ward Development Committee Chairperson Stanford Tembo welcomed the rehabilitation of the 32-kilometer road stretch from Milombwe to Kangili. The duo, however, appealed to the council to ensure the road is properly compacted, noting that the dust levels remain a concern.
So twalomba kubo chikumine ukweba chibatuwa fuirishe wangu umusebo oyu ukupishwa mu water bowser then na compactor. Hello, abale greda umusebo bale winya wino umusebo kuchila fili ya uli umusebo wame nshinga ya isa kesa mimi kupita pa umusebo palape nena madrenedi na ya nabari ngeba hapa nga madrenedi ya ale mwoneka bono buenu kosi tayari moneka buno madrene dati ya madrene di yalifie buino menshi ya kalaisa mkupita buino ya kalaisa mkupuke kila futa gani mumusewa so tuwalo mba prizi kuli abo chikumine abo kukanso tuwalo mba kubachi batu wafirishe wangu wangu wakanso chair tuwalo mba kubachi tuwafirishe wangu wangu kubachi mumusewa uchitashani bawa miyabuino buino na ifuwe ni tumfuwe kofi umfuwe na iso baku mwusakamba mwusewa kumwusakamba bali wimiyabuino sana so tuwefo kubachi atrisi na weno bawa wimia wa moneka buono deni wapishamu na kompakta na menshi wa sansa pantu isi fubawa tafia apwe.
And in response, Mukushi District Council Chairperson Nelson Chilemu assured residents that a water bowser would be dispatched to help suppress the dust during the ongoing works. Mr. Chilemu further revealed that a road compactor has already been procured but is yet to be delivered to the council for use in the project.
The road to Upper Mountain Fire is being done, so a panga ya kufika se kukangile. No, but problem ya Rukungu, what we planned is that we have the water bowser. Probably today, nangumairo, water bowser ya rambo kuitira menshi moja. Now for kumamantisha, to compact, we have a compactor that has not yet come, but to alishitakare, nomba na itafe delay ukufika. So we'll be very happy that Africa grader. So assurance to the people is that let them be patient. For now we've graded the road. So next now the Lonang my road to Rambo Tapisha. So if you allow Tapisha Ramotoshako.
Kitwe's Itimbi Ward Councillor Simon Kakoma has praised the Constituency Development Fund CDF for its positive impact on the community. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, Mr. Kakoma said the CDF's initiatives have been instrumental in empowering community members through skills development programs and providing grants to support community projects. However, Councillor Kakoma notes that some community members are struggling to repay loans, which is a concern that has brought to his attention.
Then starting with our skills development, the register invite good number. If you check on our record, we are actually sometimes and most of the time we are getting more numbers as a team because of how we are conducting it ourselves. Then there is also the loans and the grants is also helping now our community. Most of them, they are failing to find where to start from in terms of starting a project. So it's doing quite well, and I'm happy to stand for that.
A 25-year-old woman from Kaunda Square Stage 2 in Lusaka is appealing to all wishes for help. Diagnosed with diabetes in 2019, Esther Ilunga's life has been challenging. The condition has affected her mobility and health to the point where she had to stop attending school. Esther is reaching out for support in form of food items, medication and other necessities to help her manage her condition and improve her quality of life.
I'm a boutique most of the time. I'm a new store for me for the brand. I'm a new quality. I'm a new quality. So, I'm a new quality. I'm a new quality. In terms of diet, I'm a new quality. 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 I'm a new quality.
Despite her struggles, Esther remains hopeful for a brighter future. But for now, she depends entirely on her mother, Ruth Tembo, who's her only caregiver. Ruth, who does her odd jobs to make ends meet, says it's been a daily challenge to provide even the basics, especially food and medication. Esther and her mother are appealing to individuals, organizations and the community at large to come forward and lend a helping hand. With proper support, Esther hopes to manage her condition, return to school, and live independently.